Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and this podcast is all about tangible self-help strategies for success to help you improve your life. If we're talking about in the personal arena, if we're talking about educating yourself, if we're talking about financially or being fiscally responsible, and even just real self-help strategies, mental health, different things like that. That's what the purpose of this podcast is, to add value to you in that regard. And if you're not following us, I would encourage you to go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/podcast. And we're on all the social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, under SYS Podcast 1. So I would encourage you to follow and subscribe on YouTube at Jonathan J Speaks, all those great things. Now I want to get into today's topic, why you should do it yourself. That's right, my friends on YouTube looking at me like, John, why should we do it ourselves? And I want to share this because, as you all know, or if you've been following, and this might be the first time you hear the podcast, I'm getting ready to get married in like 20 days, okay? 20 days. I'm bringing my fiance on for another episode. We're going to talk a little bit about the engagement phase. So all of you lovers, the people who enjoy talking about love, you'll really enjoy that episode. But we're beginning to build our home and building it from the inside out. So my fiance was on Amazon and on some of the other websites. We've been getting different things. People on the registry, they got us a lot of stuff for the kitchen. They got us a lot of stuff for the bathroom. And we're just really blessed by what these people have been purchasing. Cookware, knives, all that stuff. It's been a true blessing. And then we get a gift card. And with the gift card, she ordered some furniture offline. And I was like, okay, well, cool. You know, order it. And then I'm sitting there staring at these boxes for like a week. And I'm like, I don't want to put this together. But somebody also on the registry got us a nice screwdriver, a little power drill. So I'm like, okay, let me just check it out. Let me see what I can do potentially, and then we'll go from there. So Friday night, she's out doing something, working a wedding, helping somebody. And I'm sitting there looking at this box. I'm like, okay, let me just take this on. Okay, and for those of you all who don't know, we share our journey on Instagram. The name is Together We Jones. Together We Jones. If you want to follow our journey on Instagram, I'd encourage you to just go there. And as I'm beginning to put this thing together, I'm like, okay, wow, I'm getting the hang of this. Okay, put the drawer in halfway backwards. If anybody has ever put the railing or the lining, the traction on a drawer, I put it on backwards, and I wasn't tripping about it. I said, okay, well, let me just see if it still will work, even if it's backwards. I put it together, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, yes, this looks good. This works. I did it myself, right? Showed her. She came to the house, and she was like, why is it so small? And I was like, what do you mean? This is the size that it probably said online. Did you see the size that it said online? And she was like, yeah, I saw the size, but I didn't think it was going to be like a toy nightstand. And I was like, wait a minute, it's not a toy nightstand, it's a regular nightstand. And that brings me to today's topic, why you should do it yourself. A lot of times some of you, if this is for you, you know, and it's gonna make you upset, that's why I'm saying it like that. But you know, if you're someone who's expecting success out the gate, right? You're expecting to be successful in the industry right now, period. Like, no sugarcoat, no extra. You just start a new industry and you want to be successful. And this message is for you because I was this person when I started the t-shirt line. When I started the t-shirt line, I've never did anything with t-shirts before. I talked with my guy, Rob Hollywood, who's on the Chicken and Whiskey podcast. He put me on to how I could start making shirts, which I began to do. And then I was expecting just to have clients that would put in t-shirt orders out the gate, off rip. Did not happen like that. I had to learn a little bit more about t-shirts. Then I started watching more videos, and I was like, okay, well, I need to offer different styles. How can I begin to offer different styles? And then after doing that, somebody actually bought another shirt the other day that was a different style from my typical podcast shirts. I'm getting ready to land the plane. You're like, okay, John, how does this make sense now? Just like I talked about the last episode when I asked what's your value that you bring to the marketplace. At the end of the day, we get paid for the value that we bring to the marketplace, for the value or the commerce that we present in whatever industry that we desire. So now I want to ask you, how much time have you spent learning information in your particular industry? Who are the influencers in your industry? Who are the front runners? For me, when it comes to speaking and speaking as a whole, I know that Dr. Eric Thomas is one of the front runners. Inky Johnson is one of the front runners. Another gentleman by the name of Vujicic or something like that. It's like No Limbs, No Limits. These are people who are in my industry. So therefore, I've studied, I've listened, I've watched them present, and I've seen what they share. But I say you should do it yourself because you cannot expect to get to a certain level based on somebody else doing it for you. I hired a guy not long ago to do what's called a funnel. He built out the funnel for me so I could begin to promote my book and promote my services. Then I called my guy David on the phone, called my guy David Shams. I'm like, David, this isn't working. Like, I hired him for the built for you, which means the guy did it for me. I was like, David, I hired this guy, but this isn't work. He said, no. He said, John, the funnel works. The system works. Wherever we're trying to get money, wherever we're trying to generate revenue from, it works. But sometimes we're not putting in the level of work that will get us a result to where we're working. Stay with me, people. Stay with me. I'm not trying to lose you. The moral of the story was David was saying I was lazy and I wasn't putting in the work to drive people to the funnel. So therefore, I felt the funnel didn't work because I wasn't working. Let me make it plain if I lost any of you all. You want to make six figures. That's the result that you want to make. But what type of work are you putting in to get that result? If it's mathematical, it's a formula. We know 2 + 2 = 4. If 2 is the amount of effort we're putting in, and then the other 2 is the amount of days or experience or the amount of learning that we're seeking to obtain, then 4 is the result that we would get based on our effort and based on information. What I'm saying today is, in order to get the results that you desire, you have to put together the mini nightstand. You have to begin to put together the things that you want. You have to go shopping for yourself. You can't send somebody else on a mission to go get you something. Oh, you're going to Chick-fil-A? Well, make sure to get me this, and I want these sauces. And then when they come back from Chick-fil-A, they have your meal, but they don't have the sauces because you should have did it yourself. The only way you can determine the outcome that you desire to have is when you determine the effort that you put forth and when you determine the amount of information that you're learning. My friends, there's no coincidence that people that stay in $200 plus homes, I heard from a presentation the other day, the homes that are $200,000 plus, there's no coincidence that they have libraries in them. Let's continue to learn, my friends. Let's stay on the cutting edge and let's be the head and not the tail. Let's be above and not beneath. That's what the Bible says. It says our people perish for a lack of their knowledge. It's time for us to get wiser. It's time for us to put forth more effort. And it's time for us to speak our success. Friends, let's stay connected. Let's continue to stay connected. I recently started a Facebook group. And this is for inspiration. And this, honestly, is just to continue to support you throughout the week. I would encourage you to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/email. JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/email. You can get on my email list, and the emails I'm shooting out, it gets you instant access to our Facebook group free of charge. I just want to stay connected and continue to encourage and inspire you. And you can encourage and inspire me as well. That's what we're here for. That's what it's all about. So until next time, my friends, make sure to get connected. SYS Podcast, one on all the social platforms. But this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?